Dis 10:30, jy is ingeskakel by Casey at Work saam met my Michelle. En oudergewoonte op 'n Woensdag gesels ek met Anelda Jonker. But today we're starting something a little different, a brand new series called Life in Motion. And this series is all about real life, the roles we carry, the seasons we move through, and how we navigate everything in between. And joining me as always is Anelda, but today we're stepping into something more personal. So Anelda, welcome and tell us, what is Life in Motion all about? Good morning.
Good morning, Michelle, and thank you so much. I'm very excited about this new series because it really, if I had to describe life right now, it's exactly that, in motion. And there's always something happening. The different roles, different responsibilities, and sometimes everything just happens all at once. So for me personally, I'm trying to balance my work in project management, business development, as a mom especially, and community involvement, and now also as Mrs. Supranational for 2026 over the next few months. And I realized that I'm not the only one. And there's so many people asking, how do you do it? How do you balance it all? And that's really where this series was born. Because life in motion is about learning how to move through life and flow through life with intention and not always with perfection.
Anelda, I love that. Life in motion. But what do you mean by that in everyday terms?
So it means that life doesn't stand still. Mm. It's always moving, and there's always movement, meaning new opportunities, challenges, changes, and also responsibilities. So some seasons feel very exciting, while others feel very overwhelming. And sometimes it feels like everything is happening all at once, and you're just trying to keep up and running the race, where life in motion is all about recognizing that movement is normal. So the goal is not to stop it, but to learn how to move with it.
Now, so instead of trying to control everything, we should embrace it.
Exactly. And I think we spend so much time trying to get everything under control, but life doesn't really work like that. There will always be something shifting. And when we resist it, we feel stressed. But when we embrace it, it feels more in flow.
Mm.
So it's like trying to stand still on a moving walkway. You lose your balance. But if you move with it, it comes much easier.
Then you mentioned all the roles you're currently balancing, Anelda. What does life look like for you right now?
It is definitely a very full season, Michelle. Between work and family and my Supra journey and everything else, there's always something happening. But what I've learned is this. It's not about doing everything perfectly every day, but it is about being present in the moment where you are. So some days I'm in business mode. Some days I'm fully in mom mode. Some days I'm half business, half mom mode in the afternoons. And some days I'm really just trying to keep everything together. And that's also okay. So life in motion doesn't mean it's a perfect balance all the time. But the intentional movement is very important.
Now, many listeners might feel overwhelmed just hearing that. What would you say to someone who feels like life is just too much right now?
I would say you are not alone. And sometimes I feel like that often. And also, you don't have to figure it out all at once. I think especially if I think of myself, I'm very problem solution orientated. And sometimes when I feel overwhelmed, I recognize there's a problem and I want an immediate solution. Yeah. So when we rush and we want things done immediately, that's when we lose the flow. So when it feels overwhelming, it's usually because we're trying to carry everything all the time at the same time. So instead, it helps to just focus on, recognize that, and then just focus on the next step and not the whole journey, just that one small next step. And then give yourself some grace, because you are allowed to be a work in progress.
So, Nelda, what can listeners expect from this series over the next few weeks?
This series is going to be very real and practical, Michelle, just like I love it. So we will talk about things like habits, balance, energy, parenthood, purpose, growth, and just how to navigate all of that in everyday life. So not from a place of having it all together, but from a place of learning as we go.
So if there's one message you want listeners to take from today, what would that be?
That life doesn't have to be perfect to be meaningful. You don't have to have everything figured out, but you do need to just keep moving with intention, with awareness, and with a little bit of grace for yourself. Because even when life feels messy, you are still moving forward.
I love that. Moving forward even when things feel messy.
Exactly, Michelle. And life is always in motion. So we get to choose how we move through that motion.
And then next week, we continue this journey with the topic, Small Habits, Big Shifts.
And to our listeners, take a moment this week to notice your life in motion and be proud of how far you have already come. I really wish all of you a beautiful and an intentional, meaningful week ahead.
Thank you very much, Anelda. And just before we end off this session, where can the listeners go and follow you, go and vote you? Tell a little bit more about that also, that you're busy with.
Thank you, Michelle. So I'm very honored to have been recognized as one of the top 25 finalists for Mrs. Supranational 2026. And we have a public choice vote. So I keep in the top three at the moment.
Wow.
We're in a competition. So I'm at three now.
Sure.
But it will really help if the listeners
come on, vote for Anelda.
To one, because the top one public choice will go straight through to top eight in June.
Okay.
So that's my next goal, to secure and lock in my top eight position, because at the end of the day, the platform creates that awareness of just making an impact in our community, and it will be such an honor to represent South Africa on an international stage as well, and just take that community project to a next level. So Facebook, Instagram, Anelda Jonker, and then also you can vote on our website, Mrs. Supranational, sa.co.za, or imperialvote.com.
Thank you very much. Always a pleasure to have you in studio, and we're looking forward to next week's Small Habits, Big Shifts.
Thank you very
Enjoy
much, Michelle.
Enjoy the rest of your
Thank
day.
You, you too. 10:38.